KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear skies, 4 degrees below zero. We look for it to be sunny today, a high of 27. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And with that 4 degree below temperature for today, that ties the record set back in 1968 for November the 12th. In the news, Griswold Rescue and law enforcement were called to the scene of a shooting Monday night. The incident involving a female in an SUV took place in the parking lot of the Casey's store in Griswold. It was reported around 9:44 p.m. The weapon was said to be a .38 caliber Ruger handgun. The woman, a 39-year-old, whose name was not immediately released, suffered a self-inflicting, non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the hand. The vehicle was impounded as evidence late Monday night, and authorities at the time were interviewing witnesses as well. Officials of the Cass County Health System in Atlantic say they will temporarily close the emergency drive this morning from 10:30 a.m. until noon. Patients who need to access the emergency department or rehabilitation services during the time frame are asked to use the main entrance drive and circle around the building instead. The emergency drive is being closed while soil borings are being taken in preparation for repair work on CCHS parking lots and drives and for the upcoming renovations as outlined in the master facility plan. Additional soil borings will also be taken throughout the day. However, they should not cause any disruptions to patient traffic or parking. The former attorney for Adair County has died. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield said Monday 61-year-old Clint Hite, who resigned late last June, died Sunday at his home. Hite, who was also a private practice attorney, was in his second term as Adair County attorney when he submitted his resignation to the Board of Supervisors. He had cited a recent medical diagnosis as his reason for stepping down. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9 a.m. today in their boardroom at the courthouse. On their agenda is the appointment of a member to the Cass County Local Foods Policy Council, if an appointee is available, and regular reports as available from the Cass County Attorney and Engineer. The board will also canvass the results of the November 5th city school elections. Tomorrow morning, the board will meet at 8 o'clock to perform a post-election audit of ballots tallied at the Cumberland Union Township precinct and votes cast for mayor, City of Cumberland, on November 5th. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman says tomorrow is not a recount, but a hand count audit of ballots tallied by optical scan equipment to verify the election vote tabulation equipment functioned as designed and programmed. It will include a hand count of the votes cast for a designated position on the first ballot style of the selected precinct. Cass County Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Financial Services are once again sponsoring a winter coat drive and accepting new or gently used winter coats, hats, gloves, or mittens for children, men, and women. You can drop off your donation at 1507 East 7th Street from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday. The donations will be accepted through Wednesday, November 27th. The coats then will be donated the first week in December to the West Central Community Action Office in downtown Atlantic for local families in need. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce and Cass County Health System are now accepting nominations for the 2019 Angel or Angels of Christmas. The Angel of Christmas is a tradition in Atlantic recognizing and thanking those area residents who symbolize the true meaning of the season. Angels exemplify the true holiday spirit all year long, putting others first, spreading generosity, and sharing the holiday spirit with everyone they meet. Bailey Smith, Executive Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, said sometimes we forget the true meaning of the season, and I think celebrating people who put others first and spread holiday cheer all year long deserve to be recognized. In 2018, Lieutenant Devin Hoag was named the Angel of Christmas, demonstrating the true meaning of the season, serving as a dedicated public service on the Atlantic Police Department, and also offering his time as a tireless volunteer to the community. Devin plans many events throughout the year for local youth, including the annual Youth Weekend Campout, the Henry Dorley Zoo Trip, local school food drives, Family Dream Christmas, Shop with a Cop, and Family Night Out. Nominate a Christmas angel that you know to the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce by November 22nd. This year's angel will be announced at the holiday concert on December 8th at 3 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. You can nominate by submitting brief comments about the person to the chamber or email chamber@atlanticiowa.com, and you can find a nomination form at www.christmasinatlantic.com. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, authorities say a man burned in a fire in Northwest Iowa hog confinement has died. Lamar's Fire Rescue said 38-year-old Jorge Orozco died Saturday at the St. Elizabeth Burns Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. He'd been flown there after being taken by a private vehicle on September 30th to the Floyd Valley Healthcare in Lamar's. Officials say Orozco lived in Sioux City. The hog operation he was working at is about 5 miles northwest of Lamar's. Officials say Orozco and another man had been inside the building using a power washer to clean it. Orozco left the building to refuel the power washer engine and spilled gas on himself and the machine. The vapors then ignited, burning Orozco. In our funeral announcements, Rosalie Severs, age 63 of Walnut, died Saturday at the Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. A celebration of life for Rosalie Severs will be today from 10 a.m. until noon at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Gertrude Regina Trudy Askren, age 92 of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Stewart, died November 5th at the Guthrie County Hospital. A funeral mass for Trudy Askren will be today at 11 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Rose Ann Meisenheimer, age 89 of Greenfield, died Friday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Rose Ann Meisenheimer will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Leroy Nelson, age 89 of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services with full military rites for Leroy Nelson will be held Friday at 11 a.m. in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Robert L. Daniels, age 93 of Adair, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. A mass of Christian burial for Robert Daniels will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Clint Height, age 61 of Greenfield, died Sunday at his home. A mass of Christian burial for Clint Height will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield with a luncheon to follow at 16 Oaks in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And David Wellman, age 66 of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Services for David Wellman are currently pending at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.